Penguin Random House Audio presents The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. Read for you by Shayna Small. Part 1. The Lost Twins, 1968. Chapter 1. The morning one of the lost twins returned to Mallard, Lou LeBon ran to the diner to break the news. And even now, many years later, everyone remembers the shock of sweaty Lou pushing through the glass doors, chest heaving, neckline darkened with his own effort. The barely awake customers clamored around him, 10 or so, although more would lie and say that they'd been there too, if only to pretend that this once they'd witnessed something truly exciting. In that little farm town, nothing surprising ever happened. Not since the Veens twins had disappeared. But that morning in April 1968, on his way to work, Lou spotted Desiree Veens walking along Partridge Road, carrying a small leather suitcase. She looked exactly the same as when she'd left, at 16, still light, her skin the color of sand, barely wet. Her hipless body reminding him of a branch caught in a strong breeze. She was hurrying, her head bent, and, Lou paused here, a bit of a showman. She was holding the hand of a girl, 7 or 8, and black as tar.
"Blue back," he said, "like she flown direct from Africa."
Lou's egg house splintered into a dozen different conversations. The line cook wondered if it had been Desiree.